You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
This is week 202 of Destiny Pizza. Today is Monday, April 24th, 2017. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And I switched it up. As soon as I said it, I was like, this is not right.
Wait a second.
Recover. And then confess your mess up.
Yeah. Control Z.
Yeah. Why isn't it working?
How does this not work on podcast form?
That happens whenever I use Adobe, like Photoshop and Illustrator.
Mm-hmm.
Because Control Z is just like undo, and then when you undo it, if you press Control Z or Command Z on a Mac, it's redo. Mm-hmm. So like it just switches between those two, and yeah. I think you have to press like Alt Control or Command Z to like is step backwards.
Yeah,
so like that's what you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I always
like, do the wrong one.
Not always, but like once in a blue moon, I'm not thinking about it because I don't make mistakes enough.
Yeah.
Have to do it often enough, but then every so often I'm just like, why isn't this working? I was like, because especially if it's like one little thing that would change, and I'm like, I can't even tell.
Yeah, did it change?
I was like, why is it stuck here? Because it always reminds me, I don't know if you remember this,
mm-hmm.
in media productions,
yeah,
in seventh grade, our teacher told us about like how it limits you to like 11 steps or something.
Yeah.
I think it was on Final Cut Pro back at the time. And you can go in and change that setting.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I always wonder, like, I never looked into it now. How many steps can I go backwards on Photoshop?
I would think that you'd be able to do unlimited, right? If you.
Well, not unlimited. You can only do it up until, like, the save point, usually. Unless it's an autosave, I think.
But if you, like, save right at the beginning.
So if like you start from like a new canvas.
Yeah, and I'm saying you're working on this thing for hours. You've done hundreds and hundreds of things.
And you didn't save along the way.
Yeah.
I think it has to limit you.
Yeah, I guess because it can't hold that everything it's done, can it?
No, because it'd take up too much space. Let's see.
Yeah.
That's from 2011.
Go 7 years later, I assume you can do more, right?
Yeah.
Or have we gone the opposite direction? That happens sometimes.
I feel like since I'm paying for Creative Cloud and they give mm-hmm. me like cloud storage space, they should just upload my history of the file in the cloud.
That's
and
what I'm
I can
saying.
Pull it back. That would be a cool feature. I bet you Adobe already has that.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
Yeah.
They might already be doing that. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
It sucks because it requires internet, but I don't know many people who work on Photoshop.
I think Dropbox,
on
like, Dropbox does that. It gives you previous versions of
style. So does Evernote, kind of.
Yeah.
Doesn't work too well, but
no.
Yeah, Dropbox does that only for Google does that as well. Google Drive, like if you use like Google Pages or whatever it's called. Sheets.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the name, but yeah.
Google Writing. I don't know what it's called, but yeah. And that's cool because you can see like every change.
Yeah.
I think Dropbox does it for pro accounts. But for free accounts, I think it's limited.
That makes sense, though.
Anyways, we're not talking about technology on this podcast. That's for Friday. I'm going to talk a lot about technology because I had a very tech-filled week.
Mm.
So, we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about superheroes and Star Wars. News. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about The Leftovers. Wednesday, we talk about We Viewed, Reviewed, and Discussion. And it's like very up to date because I binge watched something that I don't think people should be binge watching.
Because
it's just so much information.
Hmm.
It's not a good idea to binge watch. We also have discussion on Wednesdays. Thursdays, we do This Week in Movies, and then, first we do America's Sweetheart. Then we do This Week in Movies, and then Now. Then we do Trailer Talk. This Week in Movies, and then Now, we talk about movies that are coming out in theaters that day and tell you what we think about them based on their trailers. And then Friday, we do Netflix recommendations and Freestyle Friday, where we talk about whatever we want. We have a lot to talk about on a Friday. There's a French election.
Yeah.
With that person that no one wants, but people do want, because like, they got in second place.
Enough people do.
So it got turned into a runoff. Spoiler alert. We're going to talk about that on Friday, but it already happened over the weekend, so like before, so yeah. Let's get into it. Shall we just announce next week? No new episode? Or we're going to have
something?
Yeah,
just tell them now, I guess.
Yeah. Because I'm going to be in Denver, and I decided it's not a good idea to record a podcast with someone who doesn't record podcasts regularly. Because that was an idea.
It's a hard thing to do.
I was maybe I'll just record
one. That is a good idea, though.
With that person. And then I was like, I don't want to force her to record a podcast because
If
she's only been on the podcast once.
If they're not into it, then no.
That, too. And I was like, and we're also going on a trip, and I don't want to be like, hey, let's record a podcast for a day when we're in a fancy locale such as Colorado.
Yeah, you're like, we should be doing something else.
We should be out. We're here. But let's stay indoors and record a podcast, which we could do literally anywhere.
Yeah.
That's the magic of it, though.
That is
true. Someone should do that.
We tried to do it.
How many people have podcasted in every state?
Oh, like just gone around.
I guess it's easy.
Not that many.
Yeah, but in like,
I'm sure there's some podcasts where
Dan Harmon went on tour and recorded a podcast.
I'm sure there's like podcasts that it'd be easier with a show that you're like a live podcast.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like if you have a live, like Kevin Smith probably did it with James.
I don't think he's in every state though. There's no way. I doubt he's going to Alaska and Hawaii and stuff.
I think he has done Alaska.
I could put about like Delaware.
Jay and Silent Bob Good Old. That's like a very live show.
How many even stand-up comedians have gone to every state in the stand-up? And that seems like more likely than a podcaster doing it.
Let's see. This might be the new call.
But then there's also probably someone who did a road trip, like just their personal podcast, and they recorded on the road, like on their road trip.
Yeah.
And feel like someone has probably done
It's like Harmontown kind of did that, but they only had like 13 states or something.
Mm-hmm.
But still, what if we did that and then that is how we became famous? And then we ate pizza in every state too.
Yeah.
We'd probably get sick.
Yeah, some states probably have better pizza than others.
But we could also record in like the Four Corners.
Mm-hmm.
And then
that's all at once.
And then you just hit all four of them.
And you're like, boom, one podcast.
We just record with the mobile recorder and just walk around in a circle around the Four Corners. And then you're like, bam.
Or the gimmick can be every podcast starts in one state and ends in another state.
There you go.
So you're always like, you wait till you get the edge.
We call it like on the edge podcast.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, it's a podcast, so there's no visual component. Yeah, so you can just either lie to them that you're doing it.
Like, we're here reporting for the border of California and Nevada. And there's nothing to see here unless you're in Lake Tahoe, in which case there's a lake on the border.
Yeah. So that's the downside.
Yeah. What if we did one in the sky?
What is the highest record? People have to record podcasts on planes, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually have heard one on a plane before.
Right?
Yeah. Joe Rogan recorded an episode on a plane. He was like flying back from a UFC event.
Okay. What about the ocean? How deep? Someone recorded a podcast.
Like in a submarine.
Has James Cameron beat us to that?
See, but then also visual component is the problem.
I know. All these things are ideas for like things that you can just make up that you're doing or like have no. The audience, there's no reason for them to like care where you're doing it.
Yeah, because you are right about the whole 50 state thing, like the tour. Because like not even musicians don't even tour
exactly
every freaking state.
Yeah, they're not going to like Montana or like, I mean, some are, but like you're not going to Iowa then.
Yeah,
like it's just there's a lot of states.
Yeah, and it's like not as many people in some of those states.
Yeah, so you like to get the whole show, you're like, we need the whole state here almost.
That'd be crazy though.
Yeah, like how concentrated can you get? Like, what's like the smallest population state? I don't know. Like, could you get them all to one area? Probably not, because it's still too big. But
and it's probably gonna be holdouts. Some people are just gonna be dickheads, and you're right. Like, I don't want to go there.
Some people are probably isolationists. They're like, I live in the woods.
Yeah, like I don't even hear.
I don't even hear the news you're talking about. I don't know how I'm replying. Up.
This is exactly what I feared.
Exactly. Take us all out at once. Yeah. It makes it easier. Conspiracy, guys.
Push his California agenda. Take over our state because California is not good enough.
It's like, why are we all gathering together? Oh, this one dude on a podcast had this idea.
Yeah, this one brown dude with a beard and his white friend who he indoctrinated have this idea.
It's like, what if we gather everyone in the state for a concert?
For a live podcast. A live what?
A live. Yeah, I don't even know what a podcast is.
How many people do you think, how many conspiracy theorists listen to podcasts? Like, I feel like if you like conspiracy theories, you also have to enjoy a podcast.
I would think.
Like, it's not like a one-way relation, obviously. Like, if you, I mean, yeah, it's not a two-way relation, it's a one-way relation.
Yeah, like all the people who watch the videos, like potential podcast listeners of conspiracies. But then there's conspiracy people that I assume, like, have their own conspiracies. Like, is there any conspiracy people, I assume there are, that just, like, come up with their own and don't like, aren't that well-known? Because there's obviously the big ones that people...
Like Alex Jones.
That are big groups that are like, oh, we're all on the same side.
Climate realists is another one I learned about.
It's becoming very similar to my thought process we had on like the racist people where they're like in the same group. Like, is there conspiracy like, people the same like, way? Like, this guy's like, oh, 9/11 was an inside job. And this guy's like, oh, I have this evidence. This guy's like, no, it was like aliens or something.
Well, definitely.
So that's like
the alien guy is always there.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh,
that guy's crazy, but I have a real like conspiracy.
Gary or something, because people hate him, and he's like, oh, yeah. Gary always thinks it's aliens. He thinks aliens are everything.
Exactly. He's like always pointing to
that.
And
then there's like the reptilian elite people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's all people who grab onto the same conspiracy, but and have they just totally
keep pushing
reasons.
Their agenda. There's like a lobbyist.
But then they're probably like, I mean, it's weird to say, but like reasonable conspiracy people who are like, these guys are giving us like less credibility.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're like saying ridiculous things in their mind.
Yeah, there probably is that person.
Yeah.
And then the problem is like Alex Jones exists. But then did you hear about that? Because like he's like currently in like a, whatchamacallit? Like divorce.
Divorce, yeah.
So like he's trying to get custody of his kid. And then like the judge is like, or his lawyer is arguing that, like,
he's a character.
He's all it's all a performance act.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, do you think his listeners care? Or they're like, oh, he's just saying that to the crooked courts.
I think so. I think that's what they think, is he's just saying that to them. I really
it's
don't.
Weird. It's like that one documentary, Kumare, where the guy was like, oh, yeah, I'm a Hindu. Like,
Well, then he reveals it, and some of them are still like, oh.
Yeah, because he's like, it's all an illusion, it's all an illusion, it's all an illusion, is what he keeps pushing. Like, trying to say, like, hey, I'm an illusion. But then at the end, he's like, I'm an illusion. And they're like, oh, that's the illusion, is you telling us that you're an illusion. This is all a big test.
Yeah, that is.
And you're like, no, like, I'm just messing with you.
Yeah. I think there's always that group of people. That probably happened like at a cult too. If you're like eventually you get that deep into it and you're like, oh, this is a cult.
Remember
like,
I told
I'm
you
telling
about
you
that
it's a cult, and they're like, some would still go along.
The Juno Initiative or something like that. It was like that documentary where it was like it started out as like a bunch of puzzles, and then it turned into like this weird cult thing, and people were like, oh, it's like a performance, and other people are like, no, like the Juno Initiative is real.
Yeah.
It's like that. I think it's called the Juno Initiative.
Yeah.
That was weird.
I think there's always just different people coming from different angles. I think some people do buy into like some of that stuff, I think.
It was not the Juno Initiative.
So, I just keep thinking of the movie Juno. They make a bunch of teens get pregnant. The Juno Initiative.
That was a thing, though.
Was that a thing?
Where it was like a group, it was a pact that like a bunch of high schoolers did. Like girls that after Juno came out.
Oh, I thought that was just stuff on like TV. But that was real. That's weird.
What was it called? Puzzle documentary? Anyways, we're not talking about this either. Yeah. I don't know why we're so distracted. Oh, the Institute is what it's called. The Jejun Institute.
Jejun.
How was I supposed to remember that?
Yeah, you got to tie it to a movie, you know? Makes it easier.
Oh, wait, it's not even a real documentary? What the hell?
Whoa, now you've been in the trap. People were saying that documentary was real. Now you thought it was real, but that's not even real. But that doesn't that make it more real?
That's crazy. If that whole thing was like a scripted movie, that's amazing.
How hard would it be to do like a scripted documentary? Like, what's like a really well done scripted documentary that's like you don't know?
This one, apparently.
That's what I'm saying. Because most of those are like, you know, it's a fake one, and that's like the play on it, and you know it going in. But I wonder if there are ones out there that are like.
No, wait. Wikipedia says it's a documentary. Yeah, it says it. Oh, wait. So it was real. Never mind.
No. Okay. Ah, that would have been awesome.
I was like, holy shit. It's just like,
whoa.
That's the movie we need to make.
Yeah, a fake documentary, but it's like so real.
That people don't even know about it.
Yeah. So I just don't know how you do that. It like seems hard to like make real people. Because everything usually looks fake.
That's what Jonah Ray's show on CISO is about, Hidden America.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a
it's a fake
documentary show.
Yeah.
About real places with fake
people. But does it
seem
real? Have you seen
No, because they always get famous people to be like the fake people in it. So it's like obvious.
Yeah. Like, I can't tell how obvious some things are, because they're probably not obvious to everybody.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some things that are like, oh, that's real.
Well, the
like,
problem is, no one makes a fake documentary to be a fake documentary. They usually make, like, a fake documentary to be, like, a horror movie or something like that.
Yeah. It's usually made with a twist. It's
or, like,
to
be
comedy.
A comedy, like, They Live in the Shadows, or What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah. Yeah,
or,
like that.
Or that big Willow Creek, the Bigfoot.
Or I guess it's so obvious. They never do, like, a straight up, like, on a boring topic.
Yeah.
But, like, it's fake.
That's what we need to do. But then we would literally be like fake news.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
That is the problem. I don't want to perpetuate that. But like, I just feel like I'm sure there are stuff out. I guess it's like any prop. It's just propaganda, really.
There was that one.
That's kind of what
I think it was
is.
Called The Assassination. And it was a documentary about the assassination of George W. Bush. And it wasn't like real. And they they got like his former body, like super, or secret soldier. Secret Service guy.
They got
to be in it. That was really crazy. And there's like, what if he died? It was like, it was a weird documentary.
Huh.
It's very controversial because George W. Bush was still president at the time.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And like they had footage in it. It was crazy, dude.
Yeah. And I think I'm going the other way on this because I think it is too.
Because then people will believe it.
You're on the line too much. Yeah, you're on the line too much where you're like, no, this is like straight up propaganda. Like if Hitler was, these exist. Like Hitler probably made documentaries where they're like,
yeah, it's called propaganda film.
Yeah, I know. I didn't think this all the way through, guys.
No, but the thing is, we have to do it about like an innocent topic.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right.
If we do it about a historical event that never happened, like this crazy music festival.
Yeah, yeah, we gotta do it something mundane where if they believe it, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. And, like, no one researched. Like, we have to do about, like, a secret radio station that failed.
Yeah.
And people are like, why did it fail? Mm-hmm. Like, there's all these things at play. There's intergroup turmoil and stuff.
Yeah.
And people are like, wow, this is really crazy. And then we're like, well, it never happened.
And they're like, what?
Because they're like, oh, like, but I thought this small pirate radio station in Pennsylvania was real.
And yeah, they're like, no. I remember hearing that when I was a kid.
Yeah, and they're like, no.
Like that, now that it didn't happen,
no, yeah, it was crazy. They got like the Beatles to do interviews, and we get Paul McCartney in the documentary and stuff like that. Like, people would be they'd be, whoa,
I think that would play on being fake, though. I don't know, it's hard.
Yeah, who gives it? If it's a fake radio station, that's not a huge history, like a president getting assassinated,
it's true.
Or like the Holocaust not happening.
Yeah.
Those fake documentaries do exist, but are to push an agenda. We're just making a fake documentary to make a fake documentary.
I just realized I've like never seen a propaganda film, so I'm like, they don't exist.
There's some on Netflix, World War II ones now.
Yeah.
But there aren't from our side. No. American propaganda.
Yeah.
You've never seen a propaganda film?
Well, I guess
we saw those ones in history class.
I mean, technically all films, I guess, are propaganda films in a way.
We saw the you're a Sat Mr. Jap Popeye cartoon.
Yeah, but that's not like a propaganda.
We saw, don't you remember the one where it's like a German propaganda film where they're like, oh, they're comparing Jewish people to rats. There's like rats running around in the background.
Whoa, no.
We saw it in like rats? We saw it in U.S. history.
Did we?
Yeah.
Sounds disturbing.
It was disturbing for me because I hate rats.
I don't know. I'm trying to remember. I'm sure I did watch propaganda films then.
Yeah.
But I feel like they were explained. We didn't like get no context.
Oh, no. We were told they were propaganda films.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying you haven't seen a propaganda film.
I wouldn't know though, I guess.
Yeah, because we're so deep into it.
Like, unless I research every documentary I watch.
Have you seen any like political documentaries though?
No.
Well, I guess like the Scientology documentary is kind of propaganda, allegedly. Like Scientology says it's propaganda it's against itself.
That's what I'm saying. Like anytime, whoever it's anti, it's like you have an agenda, but like then there's facts. I don't know. It's all, everything comes from a perspective, so it's hard to tell.
It's a toughie.
Documentaries are hard. News is hard, man.
News is hard, man. Okay, let's get into some real news that's easy.
This is easy. These are facts.
These are facts.
Kind of. I mean, sometimes they're
rumors.
They're rumors, yeah.
Or ideas.
Or like things and they don't end up happening.
Yeah. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 news.
Already?
Ooh. Yeah.
Yes, we got some really good news on this movie. Usually news of the next movie comes out after the first, or before the first movie comes out. But Volume 2 hasn't come out yet. But we got 3 news. James Gunn has confirmed he's coming back to write and direct Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
That's good.
That's huge, because he was always like, during 2, he's like, I don't know. This might be my last one. All this wishy-washy stuff. And now, jumping in, and he's like, he said even that won't be the end of
his, Guardians. Of his?
Of his. No, like, he won't be done. His relationship with Marvel, he's not, like, 3 and out. He said not that he's doing another one, but, like,
he'll probably stay with, like, he might production.
Produce some.
Oh, that's obvious.
Well, yeah, I guess that is obvious, because he created that world.
Yeah.
But, like, he'll probably, like, I think he's involved in, like, Infinity Wars, too, and stuff, I guess, because his characters are in it.
Yeah. But,
like, he seems all in with Marvel. He's attached to them, so good news, because those movies seem like his style, like he created pretty much all of space for Marvel, except like Asgard
and like whatever you call Doctor Strange,
yeah,
like the weird Dormammu area and stuff like that.
Yeah, the other dimensions and stuff.
Yeah, I guess it's not really space.
Yeah, like it's kind of space, but it's like, it's more its own thing.
Yeah.
And then other news about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, Adam Warlock might be in it.
Because
they said he possibly could have been in 2 or something.
Yeah, they said he had a part in 2, but they scrapped it.
Yeah.
Because they wanted him to appear in 2, and that was after the rumors that he was in the first one in secret.
Yeah, in the cocoon or whatever, because they have the Adam Warlock cocoon in the collector's shop or whatever.
Yeah.
So like, well,
what we theorize.
Yeah, that's true. They didn't officially 100% confirm that that's what that was, but it looks exactly the same.
Yeah,
this is the comics. And then James Gunn also says that it'll be the end of that version of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah. So because the Guardians of the Galaxy changes over time.
Yeah.
Like any comic book team.
Yeah. So this seems like Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 will be like the Infinity War of the Guardians, almost.
Yeah.
Where it's like there. And he said, he also said, like, 1 through 3 can be seen as its own, like, story.
Like, story arc,
like one story arc throughout.
Yeah.
Those 3 films. So, good news all around for them. And then we got some Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 news. James Gunn, he does a lot of talking, as you can see.
Yeah.
He says there's going to be 5 post-credit scenes in Guardians Volume 2. So, that I don't know what that entails, because that's a lot. I don't know how that works, because that's quite a bit. I don't know if he was joking. Mm-hmm. I still don't know, because that's a lot. I don't know if any have had more than 2 that I can think of. So 5 seems like quite a bit.
Yeah, like, I don't know how they would do that. It just, unless it's like Chris Pratt as Star-Lord, clip. Like Zoe Saldana as Gamora, clip. Drax as clip. Or Dave Bautista as Drax, clip. Bradley Cooper as Rocket Raccoon, clip. Vin Diesel as Groot, clip. Like,
that's,
I guess.
Yeah, that's the only...
There you go, there's five.
Because there's not going to be one after... There's going to be an after credits, I assume. But you can't really do one after you start rolling the real credits. You can't do like a mid-credits.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out. This is only a couple weeks away. Or if you're in like England or something, it's only like a week.
It must be nice.
They always get a week early.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Thor Ragnarok news. Taika Waititi said he has a cameo as Korg. Like, he's a big monster.
Cool. Yeah, he cameos a lot in his,
yeah,
or stars in them as in the vampire movie.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
And then Spider-Man Homecoming news. Martin Starr revealed his role. He says, and I quote, "I'm the academic decathlon coach and one of the teachers at the school, so I have a bit of a thing in it. It's capitalizing on popularity and a story that's very rich and dense. So there's a lot left to tell, and this isn't a familiar take on it. This is a unique kind of take on a younger Spider-Man trying to figure out life again. The story has a lot of action and fun in it, but it's also a sweet coming-of-age story of a kid."
Huh.
He gave a lot more than I thought.
Yeah, and I'm surprised they're like, oh, you can tell him something. I'm like, just tell him it's unique and tell him it's fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess he's a teacher. We already kind of knew that.
Yeah. And then Kevin Feige talked about a lot of stuff.
Yeah, he's another guy who talks a lot when it's the right, when he thinks it's the right time, yeah, or whatever.
So here are four things he's talking about. He talked about Joss Whedon's Batgirl, and he said, and I quote, "He called a couple months ago, which he didn't have to do, and was super cool of him and super nice of him. And we couldn't be more supportive. We want to see a Joss Whedon Batgirl film be awesome." Well, of course you do, because you don't want to, because he's still your guy.
Yeah, I'm surprised he called, because I'm sure.
But I think if you don't call, then it's like, it's rude. Like,
yeah, it's nice that he did, and it's, yeah, good. And it's not like he's still a producer on, yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D. or whatever, and his brother's like involved with S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
So he's like not disconnected.
Like if you didn't call, they'd be like, well, it'd feel more like a backstabbing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a betrayal.
Yeah, and plus Feige's like the ultimate, he's like the ultimate fan. He wants everything, yeah, to be good. He's the guy that like told like Spider-Man when he didn't have Spider-Man. He's like, here's my notes. Like, yeah, make the movie good. I just want things to be good. So I genuinely believe he wants all the DC movies to be good. Because he doesn't see them as competition. Because like, yeah, they're kind of like smoking them already. So they're not affecting each other.
And Josh Brolin as Cable, he commented on that. He said, "We don't have anything written into our contracts about other roles that people can do. Indiana Jones and Han Solo are the same person. It hasn't been a problem. And I think Thanos and Cable are two very different characters." Now, I have a problem with this quote,
mm-hmm,
because Indiana Jones and Han Solo, while they are the same person, they also belong to the same studio, like production company. Like,
yeah.
They belong to the same place nearly. Like, they're in the same, I don't know how to describe it, more than...
True.
Like, they're both Lucasfilm characters. Like, that's even more specific, that's even tighter.
But they're both Marvel characters. That makes it worse, though.
Yeah, but they're Marvel characters for two different studios. Like,
yeah,
there's no way George Lucas was making Star Wars and Han Solo was in it, and then Steven Spielberg was like, hey, I need to make the next Indiana Jones movie now.
Mm-hmm.
Because George Lucas would be like, no, you're a part of my studio. You're not going to, this isn't happening. Like, it's still complete control.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just said that.
That was just a weird example.
That was a horrible example to use.
Yeah.
For someone we're trusting the whole universe with. But
yeah. Like, the example is if, like, yeah, it's just weird because it's at the same exact time, too. That's, yeah, what makes it weirder.
Yeah.
Like, sure, Michael Keaton is Batman, but, like, he's not still Batman. It'd be weird if he was still Batman and then he was the Vulture. Wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah. Like, because didn't they film... They filmed Indiana Jones first.
Because I know they were... I guess the example is because they were making them at the same time, right?
No, like, because they filmed Indiana Jones first and then... Star Wars.
What year did all the Indiana Jones movies come out? Because I
know the first one.
I know from 77 to 83.
Harrison Ford had to was probably made, working like
they had crazy. To make Indiana Jones in from 77 to 83. At least one of them, I assume.
Let's see. 77.
And Indiana 81. Jones?
No, it was Star Wars in 81. So Empire Strikes Back and Raiders of the Lost Ark. Was that the first one? I always get my Indiana Jones. Yeah.
Yeah, so 81, right in between, right after Empire. So that's more, I guess that's his example. It's happening at the same time, I guess. But, like, it's still pretty different.
Yeah.
Because they're, like these are more closely tied because they're in the same universe. They're,
yeah.
Like, Han Solo and Indiana Jones, they're not really the same exact character.
No, but like, they're close enough. I think they're both very similar characters.
Pretty close. But like Cable and Thanos aren't the same character at all. So it's just a weird example.
Yeah, it's a really weird example. Okay, let's move on to the next one. He talked about Chinese people, kind of. He said
he talked about Chinese people.
Well, Chinese audiences. He said, an amazing thing happened as we started making movies. The world started responding to the movies we were making, and therefore we didn't have to change or cater to them or cater them in any way outside of our own natural instincts. When it comes to marketing, you'll find us taking different tactics, but when it comes to the actual film itself, I cannot think of a single example where we altered anything, make a decision based on trying to appeal to the global market. Now that's bullshit right there. Because Age of Ultron, Iron Man flew through Korea.
Yeah.
For no reason other than to promote it to Korean audiences. They had that Chinese girl in Iron Man 3 because she was Chinese. Kevin, they said this, like the article I saw this in was like, Kevin Feige just forgot.
Yeah.
About what they actually did.
Yeah, because that's definitely not true. Yeah. Like, mostly, it's mostly true, but it's not true completely.
Yeah.
Like, because definitely I feel like Guardians doesn't do that because Guardians is, I feel like it's a very American joke,
or maybe
joke
like American and British because of that soundtrack.
Yeah, that too. But I feel like there's a lot of like it's not as there's no way it's funny as funny international because you don't get so many you don't get so many things.
Yeah,
because it's a lot of specific jokes.
I wonder what that Jackson Pollock joke is in like in China. Do they know who Jackson Pollock is?
Yeah. I don't know what works and what doesn't work, but that seems like a harder one to work.
Yeah.
Than like some of the other movies.
And then he talked about Spider-Man. He confirmed that Spider-Man will be in part 2 of Infinity War and good. The sequel to Spider-Man Homecoming, which are the last two movies of...
Yeah, because I believe he has like a 6-picture deal. So I assume that's Civil War... The 2 Avengers and probably 3 Spider-Man. But it's good to know he's in part 2 also. Oh, and he also confirmed that Infinity Wars, they're shooting back-to-back, not simultaneously.
Yeah.
So I thought they were shooting simultaneously.
So when does Deadpool 2 film?
I don't know. Like, how does the schedule work out? It's weird that it does. Like, it's because Josh Brolin's doing mocap, right? I assume, or he got him like painted on. I don't know how Thanos looks, and
I think it's mocap.
Yeah, so I'm wondering how that schedule works out for him.
Yeah,
it's a weird thing. It's weird because he's a big part of both of those movies. Mm-hmm.
Unless they double dip with Andy Serkis,
have him do the mocap for Thanos, or like, how does that work? I don't think Andy Serkis likes to do mocap for somebody he's not actually playing.
That's true.
Does he do that? I don't know if he does that. Captain Marvel news. We have our directors, finally. Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck are going to direct the film.
Awesome.
So I think they're like smaller time directors. I think they came from TV originally too, I believe. So they're doing their Marvel thing. They grab people and they're like, this is like the longest director search that they've had, I think. This one they've been talking about for so long.
I know they directed movies.
I think they've directed movies, but I think they came from TV. Like, originally.
Oh, yeah, they directed some. Oh, it's kind of a funny story. Do you remember that movie?
I never saw it, but it's the one with the Zach Galifianakis.
I mean, he has a tiny role in that movie, but yeah.
Oh, he was very heavy in the trailer
yeah,
for that movie.
Yeah, it was post-Hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a couple of stuff on TV. Yeah, so. March 8th, 2019.
That's when the
release for Captain Marvel.
Oh, I think they also said that it's starting filming in January 2018, I believe. I believe that's when they start filming.
Yeah, makes sense.
I think.
I wonder how like CG heavy this is going to be.
Yeah. I wonder where most of the movie takes place.
Yeah.
Because she gets the powers from like space or something.
Yeah.
I'm curious if it's another space movie or it's like half space, half Earth. I don't know. Curious.
Yeah.
So many questions about Captain Marvel. Deadpool 2 news. Blind Owl, Deadpool's roommate, is confirmed to return in the movie.
Which means she didn't die of a cocaine overdose.
No. Yeah, because we never saw her character or TJ Miller's character after that scene. So we don't know the end result.
How awesome would it be if they woke up and like they were both in bed, like they just had sex?
Yeah, I feel like that.
That's probably how it's gonna. How we're gonna.
That's probably what happened. And then we also got a release date for the movie, June 1st, 2018.
That's awesome.
So that's even weirder because now it's like less than a month apart. Infinity War and Deadpool 2.
They're gonna have to push this back.
A lot of Josh Brolin.
Unless we, I don't know how they'll do that.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting, but it makes it easier to make those Thanos jokes.
Because we still don't have a Domino.
Yeah, they have a Domino.
Oh yeah.
They cast Domino.
So
they have the main three,
mm-hmm. And
they haven't told us villain or anything.
Yeah.
But, and then they'll like everyone's coming back. Everyone else, it seems like mostly, I think. But they gotta start. It doesn't take, I guess it's not a huge, big budget one, so it doesn't take them as long to make.
Yeah. Batgirl news. Joss Whedon says, I doubt it'll be a name. He's talking about the casting for Batgirl. So it's not going to be a Jennifer Lawrence or a...
Interesting.
Anyone.
That's not what DC's been doing.
No.
They've been getting names for everything.
Yeah.
They're like, what? Find me a name. Can they play the character? I don't know, but find me a name. Except, like, well, Gal Gadot wasn't really a name.
Fast and Furious.
That's not a name. Like, no. She's like the seventh.
Well, I mean, in that one movie.
Yeah.
You got a movie full of heavy hitters. You got a movie full of names in that Fast and Furious franchise.
I know. That's why I'm saying she's not a name.
Yeah.
And I guess they aren't getting that many names in DC.
No.
Because.
We got Batfleck.
Yeah, it's just really Batman. Momoa. That's all I'm pointing to. J.K. Simmons is a name. They got him. Alfred.
Yeah, but he's not like a...
Yeah, they're not huge. It's only basically Batman. That was the big name they got.
Yeah.
And then like Will Smith.
Yeah.
That's a name.
Margot Robbie.
Jared Leto. I feel like that's a name.
Cara Delevingne, I'd say, is a name.
Yeah. That movie's chock full of names.
Yeah. That's where the names really end, though. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because Ezra Miller's not huge. Cyborg's not huge.
Yeah, we don't even know his name literally right now. We can't even recall it. That's how little of a name he is.
Yeah, so I retract my statement. And then we got some more Fox Studios. They actually announced all these release dates Saturday, I believe. So the New Mutants movie that went into production, pre-production.
This is the one with Macy Williams and allegedly.
Yes. And then that's going to be April 13th, 2018. So that one's coming out before Deadpool 2. It's coming out before Infinity War. I think that's the first superhero movie of the year. No, Black Panther is coming out before.
Yeah.
Before that movie.
February, right?
Yeah,
Black History Month.
February, I believe. Yeah. Still weird. And then they announced another movie we haven't heard about, a Dark Phoenix movie. This is with Sophie Turner's Jean Grey. And that's going to be released November 2nd, 2018. So, yeah, they're still making these X-Men movies.
No.
They're not going the whole R-rated route.
Which they
for
should.
Any other characters. So,
well, no.
Deadpool 2 still, but.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what these movies do because they kind of seem like they're out of their lane as far as like X-Men movies because mm-hmm. they're like more specific. They're smaller, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They seem smaller. So, but that there's a lot of Marvel movies coming out next year. It's like that's six right there, I guess. And then if you count like the animated Spider-Man movie.
Yeah.
Just a lot of Marvel properties floating out there next year. But only really like one DC movie. Like Aquaman's the only one I think we know for sure.
Yeah.
That's happening. Everything else is like there's been like four or five movies slated for 2018 that they haven't made huge announcements on yet. So I would assume Batgirl, I guess, because they got Joss Whedon.
We don't have a person though.
Yeah, but we don't have a person, so I don't know. Nothing seems. But they'll probably do one of these announcements for like DC, where they'll be like, "Oh, three movies coming out." But then we won't believe them because they've done it already.
Yeah.
I guess we got to see things move forward.
Tough spot for them.
Because Joss Whedon could always drop out too. He's like, you never know. Once people sign on, doesn't mean it's happening.
They're gonna stay on.
Exactly.
Look at The Flash.
Yeah, like it's already happened twice with that. I mean, it's already happening all over the
Batman.
Place. Yeah. I mean, they don't have a good track record. They got to prove that it's happening.
TV news.
Yes. The new Warriors TV show on Freeform, they've announced what characters are going to be on the show and part of the team. The team's going to consist of Zach Smith, that's Microbe, Dwayne Taylor, Night Thrasher, Craig Hollis, Mr. Immortal, Doreen Green, who's Squirrel Girl, Deborah Fields, Debris, I guess. And Robbie Baldwin, Speedball. So those are the characters. They haven't got the actors yet.
Yeah.
Those are the characters in the show. And then Luke Cage News, Season 2 begins production. So
that's crazy.
So I guess they're making this simultaneously with Jessica Jones, it seems like, because that one just went into production. So that's interesting. I guess we'll probably get three next year then, right? We'll get
Daredevil. I guess the agreement. They Jessica must have worked on the agreement because I thought it was a limited agreement.
But yeah, so they must have renewed it because it looks like we're getting.
It'd be stupid not to.
We're getting
both parties.
Daredevil, Luke Cage, and Jessica Jones next year, it seems like.
Yeah.
If they're going to film.
And Punisher.
Punisher this year. But I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
We don't know about next year. Yet.
That's crazy.
So a lot of good stuff on Netflix.
On Netflix today, Long Nights, Short Mornings. Don't know what that's about, but it's a documentary. It might be about one-night stands. Or prostitutes.
Or just some guy who can't...
Who's an insomniac.
He can't sleep.
Yeah, insomniacs. Come back tomorrow for The Leftovers. We're going to talk about a sequel. Remake, a sequel, a spinoff, and some more sequels. And then for TV, we're going to talk about two new seasons of shows. So, we are going to talk about an original movie that they announced the director.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So come back tomorrow for that. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.